In the night I will call to remembrance my song. I will commune with mine own heart, and my spirit makes diligent search. The Selichot service is among our people a service of preparation for the spiritual exercise of the high holidays. In the middle of the night, we come into our synagogues to begin there our search for a stronger faith in God, for a stronger grasp of our own personality and of its needs, and for a stronger set of resolutions about the life which we must lead to fulfill ourselves and to find fulfillment. The service is essentially one of poetry, of prayer, and of music. It appeals to the heart. It trusts that the worshiper will, during this hour of melody, commune with himself and begin the diligent program of self-judgment, which is the crux of the liturgy of all of our high holidays. Many of the melodies which you will hear tonight will be familiar to you from Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. Others are unique to this occasion, because through the years our ancestors have woven into the fabric of this worship service some of their most meaningful poetry and some of their most beautiful melody. But whether the melodies be familiar or new, I trust that you will use this hour as it was intended, as an hour of personal communion with God, an hour of true worship.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we have entered this sanctuary at this midnight hour to find communion with Thee and to search out the light of faith. In the rush of our busy daily lives, we often forget to give their due to the simple virtues and basic values. We are often preoccupied with achieving success and fame. We forget that true happiness can be ours only when we have earned the respect of our neighbors, the love of our friends, and the peace of mind which comes from knowing that we have lived up to the best in us. At this midnight hour, the preoccupations of daily living are no longer with us. We can concentrate on our inner selves and on noble enterprises which redound to the benefit of ourselves, our fellow men, and to Thy great glory. O Lord of light, help us to eschew all that is ignoble and dishonorable. May this hour of worship inspire us to make the most of our days and talents, and to reach out only for those goals which are worthy of our efforts. Praised be Thou, O Lord, Creator of light. Shomea tefilo, odecho kol boso yovo. Yovo kol boso lehishtachavos lefornecho Adonai. Yovo veyishtachavu lefornecho Adonai. Vichabdu lishmecho. O thou who hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. All mortals shall come to worship before thee, O Lord, and do honor to thy name. May this hour bring us renewal of spirit. May it bring us closer unto thee and to thy law. May it make us aware of thy Torah and grant unto us thy blessings of repentance and renewal. Amen. Let us search and turn our ways and turn again to the Lord. Come and let us return unto the Lord. The Lord is my strength and my shield. Let us seek good and not evil that we may live. He will have compassion upon us. Turn us again to thee, O Lord, that we may be restored. Renew our lives as in the days of old. Thank you.
Thou, Lord, art full of compassion and abundant in mercy. Thou hast revealed to us the proper way of life and hast shown us the error of our ways. In thy mercy, turn us unto thee and receive our repentance. Praised be thou, O Lord, who art abundant in mercy. Give us strength, O our God, to cast out complacency and self-righteousness. Make us conscious of our errors and misconduct. Help us, O Lord, to look into our hearts and truly to come to know ourselves. Help us to seek and find reconciliation with those of our fellow men whom we have wronged. Remove all malice and anger from our hearts. Enable us to forgive those who have done us injury. Help us to admit our shortcomings. O thou who art our God and our Father, hear this our prayer, accept this our confession, and in thy mercy receive our repentance. Salachta l'avonenu ulachatasenu unachaltano. Let us all in humility and contrition acknowledge our errors, make confession to God, and vow to mend our ways. Pardon us, O Lord, for our many failings. In thy great goodness, O Lord, accept our repentance. In the abundance of thy love, draw us near to thee. For thou, O Lord, art truly kind, forgiving, and merciful to all who call upon thee. Shema kolenu Adonai Eloheinu, Chus v'rachem olenu, v'kabel b'rachamim uv'ratzon es tefiloseinu. Hashivenu Adonai elecha v'nashuva, chadesh yomenu k'kedem. Our God and God of our fathers, let our prayers come before thee. Turn not away from our supplication, for we are not so presumptuous and stiff-necked as to say before thee that we are wholly righteous and have not sinned, but verily we have sinned. O God, and God of our fathers, let our prayers come before thee. Be merciful and kind unto us. Willingly receive our confession. Hear our cry, O Lord our God. Be gracious unto us, and in mercy favorably accept our prayer.
Oh,
Avinu Malkenu, Chanenu V'anenu, Gien Bonu Ma'asim, Asei Manu Tzedaka V'chesed V'hoshienu. Our Father, our King, be gracious and answer us, for we have no special merit. Deal charitably and mercifully with us and deliver us. I would be amiss indeed if I did not take this opportunity to thank Mr. A.R. Willard and the Temple Choir and Mr. Anshel Brusilov for the magnificent musical setting which they afforded us for this, our hour of worship. And also a word of thanks to the Mr. and Mrs. Club of the Temple for having inaugurated for us this hour of preparatory prayer for our high holidays. Now let us rise for a parting benediction. For the peace and the quiet of this hour of reflection, we thank thee, O Lord. For the new light which we have found on the way which we must follow. For the new strength which we have found to surmount the obstacles which face us. For the new determination which we have found to lead a life fulfilling to us in the fullest service of thy moral law. Boachem b'shalom, tseischem b'shalom. As your coming was in peace, so may your going be in peace. And may God grant continued health and well-being to you and to yours. And may he grant to us, as to all the children of men, that which is our fondest dream and hope, the reality of peace, the holy Sabbath peace. Amen.